with said dog, it ran away.
No, you want to put out a call.
Can we?
We can put out, we absolutely can put out a call.
Okay. It's in Green Lake. It's in Green Lake.
Green Lake, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Grab the microphones, put them right in front of your faces here.
Okay, and then we were going to talk about the upcoming event.
Sweet.
Sunday.
Let's talk about it.
Intake. We have an intake Sunday.
You have an intake?
Yes.
What is it? All right, we'll talk about that. So, move this out of the way so I can see Jamie's face. All right. Yeah, there we go. There we go. All right, so it's Nash FM. Welcome to episode 4. I don't know. I'm losing track already. I think it's episode 4. Of the Forever Yours podcast, joined today by Vicky and Jamie. How you guys doing?
Great.
It's a little dreary outside, much more so than normal.
It is.
But it's November weather, right?
Actually, yeah. Is it? Shouldn't it be snow?
Jamie, real quick, put the kibosh on that. I do not want snow in my house.
You're not supposed to swear on the radio.
Oh, no. It's just podcast. You can swear all you want. But so we've got... Before we delve in and really start talking, there's important stuff we got to talk about.
Yes.
And that is, we are going to put out the call. We need your help. Jamie, explain what's going on.
We had a dog adopted Monday. He's a black lab mix. He's black with white spots. His name is Bobo.
Okay.
He was adopted by a lovely couple out of Green Lake on Monday. As soon as they got him home, the wife was getting out of the truck. Bobo decided to take it upon himself to jump out around her, out of the front seat of the truck, and took off.
No. Bobo just ran?
Yes, he ran. A lot of our dogs, they were strays, so they're street smart. This isn't the first time it's happened, but we have not had any sightings of Bobo since he ran away.
On Monday.
Yes, and it's in the Green Lake area.
So if you're in the Green Lake surrounding areas, although by now we might want to start extending that out a little bit.
Yes.
If you see a black lab with white spots.
Yes, he's very, very, very skittish.
Very skittish. Is he, as I said, so he's not friendly. Like, he's not going to come up to you.
No, he
does he answer
not.
To the name Bobo?
He may.
He may?
He may. That's what he's been called since he's been with SPR. But
okay.
He's like, it's the whole don't chase.
Just let us know.
Just let us know.
Let Sandy Paws Rescue know. And how can the quickest way to get in contact with you?
920-948-1311.
All right, one more time. That number is?
920-948-1311.
Okay, so if you see Bobo, let us know. Let Sandy Paws Rescue know, and they will they'll take care of it from there. You're just going to, I'm assuming, try to triangulate where he's at. And
we mainly need a sighting because we haven't had a sighting because we have large traps that we can set out with food and warm blankets and stuff that if
stuff
we have
that would
a sighting,
attract a dog.
Yes, okay. That's how the best way. And that's Vicky's direct number. If you don't remember the number, you can message our Facebook page directly.
Just go to Sandy Paws Rescue on Facebook.
Yep, and because there's a few of us that we get the messages directly on our phone, so we'll see it pretty quick.
Excellent. Okay, so, well, that's the sad news. So let's move into some good news now. There's an intake event that's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, the 19th. Sunday.
So I've never heard of an intake event. I'm assuming it's good news. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of anxious now. You're both sort of looking at me. What's an intake event?
We have about 37 dogs coming up on Sunday from Alabama.
Okay.
Some are already on hold, meaning that their family will come and adopt them that day.
Okay.
It is an all-day kind of thing. If you're looking to adopt, you come anytime after 11 o'clock, and you can play with puppies, you can walk dogs, you can do any of that.
Like all of it. Where is this taking place at?
Fond du Lac Fairgrounds in the Cow Palace.
The Cow Palace at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Okay.
Yes. If you would like to come to volunteer that day, we love people to volunteer. You can come at 8 o'clock in the morning. It goes from 8 till about 3 o'clock. And you just get to play with puppies all day.
Excellent. I love the sound of this. Playing with puppies. Hey, Eddie's walking in.
Hey.
If I gave you the option to play with puppies all day.
Puppies all day.
Yeah, see,
all
Eddie.
Day.
So Eddie just volunteered.
Give a second
so
option.
Thanks for volunteering. You just volunteered.
What's going on?
Intake event.
What's going on?
This
I'm
weekend in Fond du Lac.
Fondy. It should be fun.
Yeah, and so Eddie will be there starting at 6 a.m.
Excellent.
And that'll be Saturday, 6 a.m., right?
We'll just keep them overnight.
Okay.
Because we do have setup.
Wait,
oh, yeah. Friday
what
night.
What is happening?
You can clean my car, too. And
nice.
Yeah, we'll find all kinds of things.
So basically, this is open to anyone who's looking to adopt. But like you said, you've got dogs that are already claimed. And I don't want to say it's a shopping event because that sounds horrible. But it's an opportunity to meet the dogs. And I could theoretically take one home that day if my application and background check comes through clean.
Yes.
Yes.
We
all
always
right.
suggest that, you know, you obviously get your application in and get approved beforehand.
Gotcha.
Because then come Sunday, if you come and you fall in love with the dog and it's not on reserve for somebody else, you can take said dog home.
Got you. So that's Sunday from 9 until 3.
Well, the volunteer portion starts at 8.
Volunteers at 8 a.m., but general public, at 9.
At 11.
No, 11.
Yeah. Man, there's so much setup on these things. Or do you need private time with the puppies first? Is that what's happening?
Well, that's what 9 to 11, or that's, 8 to 11 is.
8
See,
to 11
you're
is
screwing
just,
me up.
8 to 11 is just the staff playing with the puppies. And
yes.
then 11 a.m., Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. That's where you're going to go. 11 a.m., Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds on Sunday, the
19th.
I don't know my dates anymore.
That's okay.
Is it Christmas yet, guys?
Shh, that's lobbed right up there with snow.
You're going to be real mad when I tell you we're starting Christmas music soon on Nash FM.
Well, every other station's already started it.
Are we late to the game? I only listen to our station, so I don't know
like
what anyone else is doing.
The radio stations you hear in stores, they've
yeah.
already started.
Oh, they started in September.
Yeah.
I swear I was in Target in late September, I saw Christmas trees. I was like, what is this crap?
Far too early.
So can I ask for an update on Cliff?
Cliff is still available for adoption.
What is wrong with you listening public? I cannot take Cliff home. My landlord, Dave, forbids it. Thanks, Dave. But there's still plenty of room in your house for Cliff. He is an adorable dog. I'm going to get this dog adopted for Christmas. That I am making it my personal goal.
Yes.
I will talk to everyone I know. I want Cliff gone before Christmas. That sounds mean, but
I want Cliff gone
in a good way.
I want Cliff gone so I don't keep him.
Yeah?
Because he's becoming quite a member of our household.
Oh, he's becoming accustomed.
Yes.
And that makes it harder.
It makes it harder for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, the dog's feelings are irrelevant, I guess, but...
He's so Cliff that, like, he's so adaptive.
Can you live at the station? Is that a...
I mean, it's
is that
warm,
an option?
And as long as you feed him and take him out potty, by all means, give him a little bed.
I mean, I'm getting...
You have people here 24/7, don't you?
I mean, not overnight.
Oh, well...
Usually about 4 a.m.
Well, then you can kennel him when the last person leaves.
Yeah? Ah, see, I like this idea.
He kennels perfectly.
Does he?
He does. He kennels perfectly. He potties outside.
This is a perfect dog.
He loves other dogs. Cats, my cats hate him because he tries to play with the cats.
Oh, yeah. See, my cat my cat knows to be like, I'll just stay up here.
Oh, he'll jump up to try to get them.
My favorite is when Mia, which is my dog, will run and do the dog thing where it's like run and bark at it and then back up a step or two.
The pounce.
And Ikey will just raise his paw and just keep it up and wait for it to get close enough. Whap, whap, whap. Like,
yep.
doesn't hiss at Mia, does it? It's just like, it's like it's their own game. It's like,
yep.
Tag.
And when Cliff goes missing and all of a sudden you hear a low growl, not a Cliff growl, a cat growl, you know he's found our skittish cat that hides under the bed from him because he's short and squat and can burrow right underneath the bed with the
nice.
Cat. He loves
hey, what's
her.
Going on under here, guys?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's him. Like, hey, what's going on? I want to have fun.
I want to hang out.
Yeah,
so
Cliff.
Adopt Cliff, please. Go to Sandy Paws Rescue on Facebook. The website is sandypaws.org. And again, we're going to wrap this up. I just want to mention one more time. Bobo needs to be found.
Yes.
He's hanging out in the Green Lake County collar areas there. And the number to get in touch with someone immediately is
920-948-1311, but the police department, sheriff's department, they all have my number also.
Excellent. So if they call and say, hey, I think I saw Bobo, they're going to call you.
They're going to call me.
Perfect. We need to find Bobo, hopefully before Thanksgiving. I really hope that happens. Vicky, Jamie, thank you so much for coming in again today, guys.
Absolutely.